This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 182 for Thursday, December 12th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Thursday, despite receiving some support from vegetable oils. Chicago soil and Malaysian palm oil were higher, while European rapeseed was mostly lower. Crude oil was mixed after OPEC cut its 2025 world demand forecast. The Canadian dollar was nearly down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The Bank of Canada cut its key interest rate by 50 basis points on Wednesday. The January canola contract was down $3.50 per ton at $618.60, while the March contract was down $2.20 per ton at $628.50. In the U.S., corn and wheat were down, while soybeans were steady. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 946,900 tons of net U.S. corn export sales during the week ended December 5th, below trade expectations and down 45% from the previous week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average ethanol production at 1.078 million barrels per day during the week ended December 6th, 5,000 more than the week before. Ethanol stocks were down 355,000 barrels at 22.648 million. CONAB projected total Brazilian corn production at 119.63 million tons, down 180,000 from its November estimate. The March corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.44. The USDA reported U.S. soybean export sales at 1.174 million tons on the lower end of trade expectations and down 49% from the previous week. Also on the lower end were soy meal sales, totaling 176,300 tons during the week, while soy oil sales increased sharply at 63,800 tons. 334,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold for delivery to unknown destinations for this marketing year. CONAB increased its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 70,000 tons at 166.21 million. Abiov increased theirs by 1 million tons at 168.7 million. The January soybean contract was unchanged at $9.96 U.S. per bushel. U.S. wheat export sales during the week ended December 6th were on the lower end of trade expectations at 290,200 tons, down 23% from the week before. The Rosario Grain Exchange raised its Argentine wheat production estimate by 500,000 tons and 19.3 million. Saudi Arabia tendered for 595,000 tons of wheat for February to April delivery. The Philippines tendered for 60,000 tons of feed wheat for delivery this spring. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.